Parker, good afternoon, ladies.
Well, good afternoon. Hey,
Good
guys.
afternoon. Yeah, great to see you. Thanks for doing this. Coach, I'll start with you. 10-17, 5-13, the CA last season, and you guys dealt with an unreal number of injuries, but certainly played hard in the tournament. What did you take away from last season?
Took away that it is an absolute luxury to be healthy. So, it was a lot of learning. There was a lot of learning, a lot of pivoting. And I took away that a lot of our returners are really, really resilient young women that, have fight. And so as much as it was a frustrating year dealing with those injuries, it would also was, it gave a lot of hope in terms of there's fight there and we can build from that.
Were you able, even because of all the injuries, really even able to put in the style of play that you would have liked to have gotten in? And if not, do you feel like more in year two, now that you are healthy, that you're going to be able to do that?
Yeah, not really. I think we just had to play a style based on what we had, especially towards the end of the year. Whereas, this summer we really started to get to what it is we want to do and who we want to be on both sides of the ball. So, it's been exciting to see us build more of the philosophical ways that we want to play in terms of playing together and playing fast and things of that nature. And so we're getting there. We got a long way to go in terms of building that chemistry with this many new pieces, but feel really good about the strides we're making of looking like, a team that, is playing together and wants to compete.
Ajay, you know some of those frustrations. Only 13 games last season. How tough was that to go through, not only with you, but with your teammates?
I mean, it was definitely super tough. It was definitely one of the more serious injuries that I've had in my basketball career. And there was definitely a question of whether or not my surgery would be successful. My role, I feel my whole basketball career has been leading by example. I just, when it comes to me being on the court, like I'm gonna do what I need to do when I'm out there. So having to navigate that without actually being on the court was definitely a struggle, and I had to figure out another way to be able to be a leader for my teammates. And that was just came in the form of, talking to my teammates, figuring out what they needed from me, things that I've seen in practice or in games, just being a shoulder for people to lean on, and being also more vocal. And that's definitely something that's out of my comfort zone, but I've been working on that. I just think that, it's with that having been occurred last year when that happened, like now that I'm taking that into this year and trying to take how I led last year into this year and combining it with all the other things that my teammates need from me.
Question this afternoon from Jordan Walsh. Go ahead, Jordan.
I just have a question for Coach and a question for Aksha, if that's okay. I'll start off for Coach. Obviously, you lost some experienced players after last season. Darren Erlon, of course, at the point. Played Yursey quite a bit last season as a freshman, kind of in that role. Do you think that will benefit her season? Do you see her getting even more minutes maybe at the point, or kind of with some of those other players moving on?
Yeah, Yersi has had a really good summer of growth, and I think it's large in part to the role she had to play last year. She was kind of thrown into the fire, and she handled it, relatively well. But going into this year, I do think that that experience of playing more early has helped her. She knows, she's familiar with the teams that we're up against in the league. She knows, what she's going to be up against every night. She knows the level that she needs to play at. And so she's approached this summer with that, knowing that she wants to be our starting point guard, and that expectation is going to be even bigger. So definitely have been, relying on Yursey to continue to grow and be not only just a player who goes out there and plays hard, but that is a true point guard for us that leads and directs the team.
And for Asha, obviously some of those other players moving on, you're taking kind of more of a senior role on the team, which you kind of see your role being as a mentor, on and off the court to some of the underclassmen on the team.
Yeah, I think my role, I mean, just being a senior, and being one of the older people on the team, you're kind of the wise one. People look to you, for advice, for things that you see on and off the court. If they don't know a play or spacing, like those are a lot of things that, when you're a senior, like people come to you for those things because you've been in it for a while. And just being, because we have a lot of new people and a lot of freshmen, I have tried to adopt all the freshmen as my children. And just like being there for them, being a freshman can be hard sometimes. And I know it was hard for me as well. And so establishing that relationship off the court is so helpful, because then on the court, like they know that you trust each other and you have each other's backs. And I think, that's something that I've been trying to take on, as well as just being someone for people on the team just in general. But yeah, I mean, coming into college is not an easy thing, so just trying to be there for them as much as possible.
Asha, how has it gone? What have you seen from some of these new players in practice? Are there any players that have sort of jumped out at you as players that can make an impact? And how difficult is it to kind of blend the old and the new and form a cohesive team?
So I think all of the new people on our team are going to be able to contribute on the court. Absolutely. And one thing that I've noticed a lot about the incoming crew is that everyone is ready to work. Like everyone is willing to put the work in to do what they need to do and fulfill the role that they've been given from the coaching staff. And I think that, there's going to be some people out there who are going to make an immediate impact. Talked about Yersey, who's, coming from a role of being one of the point guards and one of the point guards that we've go to a lot, contributing a lot this year. Natalie, Taylor, Holahan, like these are some people that I see. I mean, Natalie is still coming off of an offseason injury, but these are people whose work ethic I see every day, in practice, lift, getting extra conditioning, treatment. Like they are in there and they are doing the things that they need to do so they can prepare to compete. And we have, again, like we have a lot of people who are going to be able to do a lot of good things for us. And I'm excited to see how it all turns out at the end of the season.
Before I let the two of you go, it's sort of the same question for both of you. As you go into the year and hopefully staying healthy this year, what are the goals and expectations for the team going into the season? Have you kind of established those?
Yeah, we talked a lot about goals, and I think the beauty of goals is that, they can be things that transform as you learn more about yourself. And so, we had goals for the summer of wanting to really just put the foundations of what we're doing. But two goals that I've given, to the team to kind of embody and think about is we want to push the culture forward, and we want to compete. And so everything that we do, whether it's lift or whether it's practice, is with the goal of how can we be the most competitive at it. And through competition, that's where you learn to win. And so, the resiliency that our team showed and developed, a lot of our returners last year, being able to carry that into this year, knowing that, we still have to go out there and compete. The tougher team is going to be the team that prevails most times, and we want to be the tougher team when it's said and done. And then in terms of our culture, we want to be winners, scholars, leaders, and we want to be well. So that looks like a lot of different things. But learning how to win, you got to act like a winner first. You got to carry yourself like a winner. You have to train like a winner. And so, getting our girls to really understand what that means, they can verbalize it, but not only just understand it, but truly embody that. And that's been something that we've had multiple conversations about and we'll continue to talk about. The leadership piece is big. We lost a lot last year, so a lot of our players, including this one right here, are stepping into new leadership roles, where they need to lead by example, but also vocally. And so challenging them in that way to carry us where we need to go is a big thing. And I think that, Asha has demonstrated that she's ready to do that. She's a player that before injury was playing some of her best basketball. And of course, it is what it is, but she's healthy now and she's out there every day leading our group to be tougher and to play the way that we want to play. So, just long story short, we want to be competitive and we want to make sure that we're pushing each other.
All right, Coach Asha, thanks so much for doing this with us this afternoon. Stay healthy, and we look forward to watching you guys on the court this season.